head. We can make this easy or we can make this hard. Let's try to make it easy. Head contains the rhyme EAD, which is pronounced two ways. There's the head, bread, dead, thread neighborhood, but also the bead, need, K-N-E-A-D, plead one. So this looks like another inconsistent pattern. And of course, each of these pronunciations occurs in longer words as well. This is where word frequency is helpful. Word frequency is how often a word occurs in a collection of text or oral language. Researchers have counted how often words appear in children's books, including picture books, simple I can read type books, books that are used with various curricula, decodables, Basel readers, and so on. We've also counted how often words appear in adult texts, in certain kinds of texts, in child speech, in speech to children, in adult speech. There are a lot of ways to count the frequencies of words. People have looked at the frequencies of words in all of Wikipedia or on hundreds of thousands of tweets. So frequency isn't a fixed number. It changes depending on what's being counted. Of course, we want to know what's relevant to beginning readers. A word like toy occurs much more often in children's books than in adult books. So it's high in frequency for children, but lower in frequency for adults. Bias works the other opposite way. It's higher in frequency for adults, but very low in frequency in children's books. Now, getting back to head. In books for beginning readers, the word head is by far the highest frequency one. All of the most common EAD words in children's books are rhymes of head. Words with the alternative pronunciation, as in bead and plead, occur much less often. You are not obliged to teach children that EAD has two pronunciations from the outset. You can teach the common head, bread, dead pattern and get to the bead, need, plead one later after the child has gained some basic skills, is building on that knowledge, and is reading more and more with less and less supervision. There's only one problem word that commonly occurs in children's books, and that's read, R-E-A-D, which is a homograph. It's pronounced both ways, read, read. And both uses are common in children's books and in oral language, so it's hard to avoid. What are you going to do about read, read? Look at the entry for read for suggestions. Read can be taught with other common homographs. There are only a few of them that occur with much frequency. They are ones like lead, L-E-A-D, lead, led, wind, wind, and bow, bow.